Caught this clip yesterday, and this is definitely a kind of first world problem argument, but John McEnroe sort of stepped in it yesterday in his comments about Serena Williams. We'll decide whether or not what he said is
okay or not okay.
All right, this is from an NPR interview, and he was asked about Serena Williams and how awesome she is, and here's what he said.
Best female player ever, no question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
Oh, she's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
Yeah, best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female player?
Well, because if she was if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
You think so?
Yeah. That doesn't mean I don't think Serena's like an incredible player. I do, but there's, you know, the reality of what would happen on a given day, Serena could beat some players, I believe, because she's so incredibly strong mentally. But if she had to just play the circuit, the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story.
Okay or not okay, Lindsay?
Not okay. He sounds like a jerk. Like, and the thing of it is I don't even think he realizes that he's misogynistic in saying that. You can, if, look, you don't have to say, oh my God, if she played the men and it would be equal, I get that. You don't have to do that. But what he could have done is just said something like, oh, I don't know. Well, she hasn't played against the men, so I don't know if she's the best player in the world. And just dismiss it and be on with it. I think that it was kind of a douchey question from the reporter, too, the interviewer, just because I think she kind of caught him off guard like that. But no, he sounds like a total jerk.
If he came out of the blue and he was like, you know what? I think Serena Williams is awesome. I think she is a great player, but not on her best day could she beat, say, the 50th ranked player in the world for guys. If that was just a flat statement without any prodding from an interviewer who asked him, literally asked him to qualify it.
Yeah.
Or asked him why he was qualifying it. I think that's not okay. But otherwise, I think this is okay. Now, granted, not a tennis expert. John McEnroe is a tennis expert. If he says 700th best current player, which seems a little weird, then whatever. I'll take him at his word only because he's an expert. But, you know, most of this stuff doesn't need to be said. If you take this, it's weird because, and there's a very easy way to remedy this, which is, all right, well, let's look up who's 700th in the world. You want to play Serena Williams? Serena, what are you doing on Sunday? Oh, you're still pregnant? All right. After you have the baby, let's get you guys together and play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's a pretty easy way to remedy this situation, but it's very, very easy to remedy in something like track and field. Florence Griffith Joyner is far and away, like, she accomplished more in track and field than anyone has ever done as far as number of like national championships and Olympic medals and sports that she was a champion in. Like, she's definitely the best. Definitely the best. But if you say, hey, is Flojo the fastest woman or is Flojo the fastest person in the world? You go, well, no, that's Usain Bolt. Here, we'll compare times.
Right.
And then if you went, well, is Usain Bolt the fastest creature in the world? You go, no, here's a cheetah.
Well, right.
You know, it's
but that's
very
not what he's doing. He's saying, oh, there are 700 other people that are better than her. Just pulling it out of his ass,
well,
and that's what makes him sound like a jerk, too.
Okay, so it's the random 700th thing that you don't like. What if he said, well, she might be able to beat the top 20. She might be able to beat the 20th ranked player in the world, but not the top 20. You'd be more okay with this?
No, I'd still be pissed at that because he doesn't freaking know. He doesn't know that. I feel like...
Well, that's his opinion as a tennis expert, and that's why she was interviewing
but
him.
But I wish he would... I think he could have just said, oh, well, we don't know. She's not played with the men, so how do we know? And I mean, I don't know tennis players. I don't know where she would rank in there, but
right.
I think it just sounds douchey.
He does, but he was forced into it. As in, she made him sound douchey by saying, why qualifying it? Isn't she the greatest tennis player in the world? And he answered honestly and said, no, not if you're comparing them to dudes.
Right, and he could have just said, no, I don't honestly think that compared to other people. And then, but he didn't have to go, oh no, she'd be 700th in the thing. That it just makes him sound, no, he's just a douche.
You're still arguing on two things here. One, is she the current greatest tennis player? And then two, has she accomplished more in that sport? Serena Williams can accomplish more even by not being the best technical tennis player in the world, as if you sat her or stood her across from Andy Roddick, Pete Sampras. Is he still alive? I don't know.
Roger Federer.
Roger Federer. You know, she could have still accomplished way more than Roger Federer in her sport.
Uh-huh.
In her sport. And that's a totally valid argument. Even if she couldn't beat Roger Federer on her best day,
right,
she could still have accomplished much more.
Right.
And so it's okay to say, yeah, she's the greatest ever. She still is, and she's the greatest ever. You don't have to say, but not against dudes.
Right.
That's what's douchey.
That's the thing. And the fact that he points it out, he just sounds like a total misogynist.
I don't know. I think the interviewer's got more. Listen.
Best female player ever. No question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
Oh, she's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
She wasn't even asking. She goes, he said best player ever. He said of all time.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, well, isn't she the best player in the world currently? That's like, Tiger Woods may have been the greatest golfer ever. Is Tiger Woods the greatest golfer in the world right now? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Really two different questions. The more and more I listen to this, the more I think that John McEnroe was answering the question, did it to the best of his ability, whether you like it or not, that's one thing, but he answered the question, and him being a tennis expert, he said the right things.
Nope.
Great to him.
Nope. Think you should have just gone on by that one. Carried on.
I think it's okay.